Europhile Verhofstadt smashes border fence with own heading bizarre new EU election ad. By Virginia Hale on March 28, 2019. European Parliament's liberals have promised to tear down walls. In an EU election campaign video depicting the group's leader smashing through a border fence with his head. Europe's future rests on this May's EU Parliament elections. And the choice voters will be given of either between destroying the bloc or reforming it. According to a new Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe, ALDE, campaign video. Declaring the elections a battle between destroying the bloc or reforming it. ALDE says the choice is clear, before graphics depicting the group's leader. Guy Verhofstadt, breaking through a barbed wire-topped border wall with an enormous representation of his head. Bursting onto the screen accompanying a promise to tear walls down rather than build them. Europe is not the problem. It is the solution, declares the video, which features cartoon hands grabbing at the EU flag. Verhofstadt's very public loathing of Hungary's patriotic government, which slashed illegal immigration by more than 99% after building a series of powerful border fences, was also apparent elsewhere in the video. ALDE uses a photograph appearing to show far-left protesters, along with newspaper headlines lambasting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán as an autocrat, to represent a choice between weakening freedom and strengthening it at the elections. Brexit pioneer Nigel Farage, another bête noir of the Belgian MEP, whose claims to represent freedom were contradicted somewhat by his recent calls for EU-wide censorship to purge the internet of so-called hate, also featured in the video, alongside flashing images of a motorway and a set of masked protesters, to represent the option of destroying Europe. ALDE is expected to soon announce it will be partnering with the party of France's arch-globalist leader, Emmanuel Macron, for EU elections. According to the Parliament magazine, which reported this week how Verhofstadt went on the warpath against Europe's so-called centre-right European People's Party, EPP, bloc for its decision to only suspend, rather than expel from its ranks, Hungary's populist ruling party, Fidesz. The 65-year-old veteran Eurocrat, who recently called for Europe and Africa to be merged into a single Euro-African economic area of 1.5 billion consumers, appeared in September to suggest that the US should invade or otherwise force regime change on Hungary, declaring the country's democratically elected government a threat to the rules-based international order.